Learn how the latest updates to SSMA have enabled you to do automatic partition conversions with SSMA this week on Data Exposed. Hi, I'm Anna Hoffman, and welcome to this episode of Data Exposed. Today, I have two very special guests with us. The first is Alexandra. Alexandra, can you kick us off by just explaining to our viewers a little bit about what you do?
Hi, Anna. Hi, everybody. My name is Alexandra Chorta, and I'm a program manager in Azure Data. In my role, I'm helping customers migrate from heterogeneous spaces to Azure SQL. And in order to streamline that migration process, we are trying to build the right tools and the right support for our customer and partners.
Awesome. Thanks, Alexandra. And that's going to be great to have you because we're going to be talking about migrating to SQL and some of the things to consider. Now, we also have Zhao with us. Zhao, can you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Yeah. My name is Zhao Yu. I've been in Microsoft for about 5 years. And I'm in Azure Data. Currently, I'm in a team called SQL Server Migration Assistant. It helps customers to automate their database migration from compute platform to SQL Server. Yeah.
Awesome. Great. So we have a great episode planned today, continuing along our mini series of migrating to SQL. And today we're going to be talking about something relatively new to SSMA, or SQL Server Migration Assistant. Alexandra, can you tell folks a little bit about, you know, what's new and why it's something that you all decided to invest in?
So the latest feature is actually the automation conversion for partition tables. We've enabled this for our customer as it was one of the pain points for heterogeneous migrations. Customers usually invest a lot of time in developing a partition strategy, understanding which file should go where, what is the partition function they should use. And doing this manually at migration time requires a lot of efforts. So our latest SSMA feature is going to automate that for you, and even more, give you the opportunity to simulate Oracle partition functions in SQL Server. We all know we don't have a one-to-one mapping between Oracle partition types and SQL Server partition functions, so we were able to cover that gap. But to give you more details about the implementation and about the experience, I'm going to pass the mic to my colleague Shao, who is going to walk you through this experience.
Yeah, just as Alexandra talked about, there's a big difference between Oracle partition table and SQL Server partition table. On Oracle side, it supports three partition strategies: range partition, list partition, and hash partition. But on SQL Server side, it only supports the range partition. So we need to do a map to convert from these three different partition strategies to the range partition on the SQL Server side. Here I will do a demo on how we do it in SSMA. The first thing we need to do is do the table space mapping. Table space is on the Oracle side to logically partition data in different table spaces. And we don't have the table space on SQL Server side. On SQL Server side, it supports the file groups, which basically doing the same. Logically partition all the data into multiple file groups. We can do the mappings on the schema levels or on the table level. So for this demo, I have already created several partition tables here. And first of all, we need to do the mapping on the schema level. So here we can check. We can see all the table spaces on the Oracle side. Here I will do the mapping here. Mapping from table space 1 to file group 1, table space 2 to file group 2, and like so on.
And if you don't want to go through this experience and do this mapping, we by default map them to primary. So if this is something that you are okay with as a customer, you can also go ahead with the default.
Yeah, after do the mapping, we can apply the mapping here, and then it will automatically apply to all the tables. So if we go to the tables, you can see the mapping is already mapped. And all of them are doing the same by that. After that, we can actually kick off the conversion. We just select this 6 partition table. We convert the schema. Yeah. So here on the SQL Server side, all these partition tables are converted. We can take a closer look on how we do the conversion. The most simplest one is the range partition, because SQL Server supports range partition, so we're pretty much doing the same. Like previously, it is a range partition based on the date time. Any value less than 2018 April 1st will map to the first table space, and in any value less than 2019 will map to second table space, and for 20 it will map to table space 3. What we do on the SQL Server side is here we create a partition function and put in all the values as left values, convert it into a SQL Server date time, convert all the values there, and then we create a partition scheme, apply all this partition function into 3 different partition groups. Note that on the SQL Server side, it should provide the default part of the rest of the value. On Oracle side, you don't need to do that. So we provide the primary file groups for the rest of the value. So after that, this is a pretty simple range partition conversion. As I mentioned earlier, Oracle also supports list partition and hash partition, which SQL Server doesn't support. So how do we handle that? Let's take a look at how we handle the conversion for the hash partition. On Oracle side, it can do a partition based on any column. Like for this one, you do a hash on the ID column and the partition into 3, store them into 3 separate table spaces. What we can do on the SQL Server side is like pretty much the same. The first thing is that we need to create a computed column, which can mimic the behavior on Oracle side to do the hash. Like here, we do a computed column as a hash value on the ID and mode it by 3. This will generate a value from 0 to 2, three values. And then similarly, we do the partition function based on the range between 0, between the values less than 1, between 1 and 2, and the values larger than 2. And then we do the partition scheme over this partition function, mapping them into 3 different file groups. In this case, we can just mimic the behavior of a hash partition like this. This is how we handle the hash partition. Also, Oracle supports list partition table, and pretty much the same. We can see how the Oracle doing for the list partition. It just lists a few values for each partition and store them into the table space. What we do on the SQL Server side is also we create a computed column and use a case when condition, map different list values into simple integer value, starting from 0 to 2, and then create a partition function based on the range, any value less than 1, value between 1 and 2, and value larger than 2, and then using this partition function to generate a partition scheme, map them into 3 different file groups. In this case, we can map the hash partition into a SQL Server range partition. Yeah, after that, after checking all this one, we can just synchronize the partition table on the SQL Server side. Yeah, Here we will deploy all these 6 partition tables onto SQL Server. Yeah, here, the deployment is complete. We can check on the SQL Server side. Yeah, as we can see that all these tables are existing here, we can just check randomly, like pick this one, we check the properties. From the storage, we can see that this one is a partitioning tables into 4 different partitions. Yeah, this is pretty much my demo.
Cool. That's really cool, Zhao. So not only can SSMA handle kind of what you might think is like a more simple conversion of range of a range partition, but it can also support these hash partitions and list partitions. And if I'm understanding correctly, like you don't really have to do anything. It's able to generate all the T-SQL code to kind of do that conversion and mimic those types of partitions in your SQL database. So that's pretty cool. One question I had is, will SSMA also create the database files for this?
No, SSMA only creates the file groups. And after the conversion is done and the table is deployed to the SQL Server side, user need to manually create their database files and attach it to the file group.
OK, so that's a good kind of call out for people to remember once they do this conversion. Cool. Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Yao. This is really interesting. You know, as people start to play with this, I have a few questions. The first question, maybe this is an easy one, is how do people get access to this new capability that's in SSMA?
So the automatic partition conversion is going to be included in the version 8.20 of SSMA. It's free to download. So you just need to access the link in our resource groups, and then you can just start testing it.
Okay, easy enough. So just make sure you're running on kind of the latest version of SSMA, at least as of today. And then my final question is, as people start working with this, you kind of mentioned one call out or gotcha to remember about the database files. Are there any other tips or tricks you have for users as they start getting started with automatic partitioning or even SSMA in general?
I think it would be really interesting for them to revalidate their workloads and see if the original partitioning strategy is still valid for the data type they want to migrate to SQL Server, if you are going to move all your data or just part of that data, and adjust, of course, adjust to that decision. And there's also the possibility to modify at any time the function and the partition scheme within SQL Server. So you have full control over what you want to achieve, and you are free to contribute to that, alter it or create another one.
Awesome, cool. I think that's great advice. So don't just blindly convert everything. Make sure what you're converting, what you're moving, and the decisions you're keeping with are still the right decisions for your application or for your database. I love that. Alexandra and Zhao, thanks so much for joining us on the show. For our viewers, we're going to put some links in the description for you to learn more and try this out and even follow along this mini series we're doing on migrating to SQL. And if you like this video, go ahead, give it a like, give us a comment, and let us know what you think of SSMA and the latest capabilities. And we hope to see you next time on Data Exposed.
Thank you very much, Anna, and thank you for having us.